Time now for sports. We're halfway through the National Football League season, and three teams stand at 7 wins, just 1 loss, including the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. Hey, Boston, only one championship to a city at a time in the AFC East. Then the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC North and the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC East. But Denver, the New York Jets, San Diego, and Atlanta are all just a game behind in their divisions. Our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And the surprise of the year so far has to be this rookie quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Scott, you know, there are three rules of professional football. Defense wins championships. The Super Bowl halftime show will be longer this year than it was last year. And rookie quarterbacks have to stay on the sideline where they belong. There's too much for them to learn. Memorizing the playbook is like trying to memorize Proust. It takes 2 or 3 years for them to become even mildly proficient. And yet here we have Roethlisberger, who wasn't even a famous rookie, Scott, making monkeys out of the common wisdom by winning all 6 games he started this season and making the Steelers a surprise team of the NFL this year. Now, Roethlisberger's not a surprise. He was well-regarded. He was drafted 11th last spring. But the two quarterbacks taken ahead of him, Eli Manning and Phillip Rivers, are still sitting on the bench.
Tom Brady and the Pats keep winning.
They're really good, and they're hardly a surprise, as are the Eagles with Donovan McNabb. Not a surprise. They really look strong. They look good. You know, people talk about parity, and there's a lot of it back behind there, filling up what are going to be the other playoff spots. But these three teams are really the class of the league, and they look very, very good. And it's kind of interesting that you have them out there setting a standard for the other teams to shoot for.
You know, just in the interest of being provocative, as good as these three teams are, I'm not sure I would ever bet against Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts in an actual title game.
Well, they're leading their division. They're very, very solid. And then you have other divisions like the one that, you should pardon the expression, the Bears are in, which is just kind of a mess. I mean, here they are. They just look
Don't
awful.
Don't blame the division. Well, it's really the Bears' fault. Although they've won 2 games.
They've won 2 games in a row, and now they're only 2 games out of first place, which is kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
Whereas if they'd been in New England's division, Pittsburgh's division, Philadelphia's division.
Brett Favre, having a very tough year off and on the field. It's his last year in football?
No, I don't think so. If he can struggle through this, I mean, all of the deaths in his family, and now his wife has been diagnosed with breast cancer and the rest of it. What a testament to just keeping your focus and concentration. I think it's very, very hard for quarterbacks to quit football. As long as you can play at a high level, your team wants you so bad. It's so hard to find a really good quarterback who can step in there. I think they're going to make it worth his while to stay. And look at what he's accomplishing. It's sort of like wondering whether Roger Clemens is really going to retire merely because he's 42 years old after winning his 7th Cy Young Award.
Right.
Isn't it easy to stay in there? Isn't there something about it, both in his case and in Favre's case, that makes you want to stay with it until the game tells you you can't do it anymore?
All right, Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition and a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.